Good morning, Baz and Steve. It was a political time bomb, and it lay dormant for close to 35 years. Over the weekend, it exploded, and it laid waste to the career of the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. What amazes me is how opposition research could have missed this evidence sitting in the library of the Eastern Virginia Medical School for so many years. A great irony here is that his Republican opponent in the race for governor was often accused of racist tendencies. Northam is a Democrat and thought of as being progressive. The governor is a doctor, and on his medical school yearbook page is a picture of the man in blackface and another in a Ku Klux Klan hood. When the news broke, Northam issued an apology, and it was assumed that he was one of the two in the picture, but as a news conference yesterday, an opportunity where he was strongly encouraged to resign by almost everyone in his party, he didn't. He took a different and strange tact. He claimed he was not one of the two in the yearbook photo because he had such a clear memory of when he did put on blackface at about this time in his life, impersonating Michael Jackson in a dance contest.
I had the shoes, I had a glove, and I used just a little bit of shoe polish to put under my or on my cheeks. And the reason I used a very little bit is because I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off. I actually won the contest because I had learned how to do the moonwalk.
Then things got even stranger when a reporter asked the governor if he could still moonwalk, and it looked like he was going to try to do it until his wife, Pam, intervened.
And he was the you dance the moonwalk?
That's right.
Are you still able to moonwalk?
Inappropriate circumstances.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
So how much longer can the governor keep his job, mate?
Well, his term runs through the start of 2022, but now that he has lost so much of his influence and with such enormous pressure for him to resign, I find it hard to believe he can stay in office for too much longer. He'd be the first Virginia governor to resign since the Civil War, and then 39-year-old Justin Fairfax would become governor. Fairfax would be the second African-American chief executive.